Formula One's push for new power unit regulations for 2027 hits a standstill after the latest F1 commission meeting fails to reach an agreement. This impasse highlights the complex political and technical landscape driving the sport's future. What unfolds reveals the deep divisions among manufacturers and the implications for the upcoming seasons. The anticipated discussions aim to adjust the balance between internal combustion engines and hybrid systems. However, stakeholders couldn't find common ground on implementation strategies, despite initial enthusiasm. Manufacturers express conflicting priorities, with some teams supporting changes, while power unit suppliers voice concerns over the technical and financial impacts. Disagreements linger on fuel flow regulations, and any modifications could necessitate new hardware development, raising reliability issues and costs. A supermajority approval is essential for any revisions, complicating the situation further. While engine discussions stall, the Commission approved an extra day of preseason testing, expanding it to 4 days, with Bahrain likely as the venue. Additionally, new rules restrict testing of previous cars, TPC, to ensure it focuses on driver development without offering competitive advantages. Despite these advancements, the pivotal question of the sport's power unit future remains unresolved as the 2027 season approaches.